something else, man. There's a lot of racists on the internet. You ever notice that shit? I swear to God, man, I don't give a shit what chat room you're going to. Somebody's writing something fucked up, you know? You can be like the most basic chat room. Like, what do you like better, peas or carrots? Some are like, blacks should go back to Africa. And, and all this crazy shit. Then people start arguing with each other, right? I saw this black and this white dude killing each other the other night, right? The black dude writes, ah, you white guys are just mad because the black guys are out there fucking all the white women, right? And then he writes, and you know it's true. And he wrote it in capital letters, he underlined the shit, and he had like exclamation points at the end of it. So evidently, not only was this guy yelling, he must have been like standing on his computer chair, pointing at the screen, and you know it's true! So then the white dude writes back, he's like, ah, that's bullshit. You're just fucking all the fat white ones who are on welfare, right? Oh, shut up, you politically correct assholes. You all would have laughed at that shit if you were home alone by yourself. Stop groaning because you see some black people here. You all would have laughed, you would have downloaded it, and you would have put it on your refrigerator, you bunch of phonies. Oh, jeez, oh, I can't believe that shit. So anyway, so then this white girl writes in, right? She's like, that's not true. She's like, I'm 5'2", I'm white, I'm gorgeous, and I only have sex with black guys because I can't deal with white guys with their bigotry and their racism, right? So I'd email this girl back, right? I'll just like, yeah, lady, I just want to make sure you didn't like dislocate your elbow when you were like patting yourself on the back with that look, what a great person I am. Self-serving horseshit email you just sent, you know what I mean? Because that is bullshit, people. How do you tie like a social or like a political opinion into who you like to fuck? You know what I mean? How do you make those two things come together? Like, what was I really realistically supposed to say to her? Like, good luck with your continued fight against racism as you ride black cock. P.S. I only have sex with Puerto Rican girls because I am sick of world hunger. Now, you see that? I'm not like you guys. I get involved. I cannot sit back and do nothing. That's what I do. Anytime I see a problem, I pick a race of women, I start fucking them until the problem goes away because I give a shit. Every vote counts, people. In fact, until they fix that hole in the ozone layer, it's strictly Asians. I'm going to Chinatown, I'm going to start fucking banging away because I care about the environment, people. It's not about me and an Asian fetish. It's none of that shit. It's about the environment. I'm worried about the spotted owl. I have a cause with my sexual activity.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
What the fuck's happening?
That's thank you. Oh my God. Doc, I love you. I'm so glad someone else has talked to you about this. Yes, I noticed that as well. And the craziest part about that whole situation was, didn't they have two proms that year because of that?
I think they had some weird shit.
Two proms.
They did like two dances. Yeah.
And the excuse was Kelly went away to Paris to be a model, I believe, if I remember correctly. Yeah. And Tori was a tomboy. She didn't take no guff.
Yeah.
Tori suck my dick.
I bet you she would these days.
Fucking sick of Tori. Yeah, Miami Wolf remembers that. Good, thank you. Someone else remembers. Yeah, fucking Tori comes in on a fucking nowhere on her fucking motorcycle, scratching her dick, and all of a sudden, Zach. Yeah. Hey, Zach, guess what? Going to Tori after Kelly, fucking downgrade. Let's be honest. I'm not. Zach doesn't need to be dating someone from fucking West Side Story. Tori.
Is this Joel calling back?
Hi, Joel.
Enough about Saved by the fucking Bell.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, everyone. It is Tuesday night, which means it's Dutch and Royce time here on MoreLikeRadio.com. I am Joel Dutch Vammerden here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Sherry Dalai Lama.
Hello.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
Hi, everyone.
And Johnny Cake Sanzeri, who is there, but I think he died.
Well, instead of John, we can have our friend Amanda. She
Amanda!
Is here.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda. Why are you hanging out with those two idiots?
Because Sherry is the best. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey. Starting
See?
Out.
She's just like me.
It's a really good Jesus. Answer. It's probably the best answer I would have given.
Our number is 954-573-2780. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, or go to morelikeradio.com/live to join in the chat room. Watch the video of our pretty faces and all that kind of good stuff. So,
by the way, switch the video up now. We're not on Ustream anymore. We're on YouTube. So it's we're streaming on YouTube live right now.
I just
we
checked
are
the,
on YouTube live.
Yeah, I checked the stream on the when we on the intro, and it's only a 8-second delay or thereabouts, so it's a lot less than Ustream.
Yeah, and no more ads popping up because I turned off all the ads. It's not monetized. So,
well, what was that one streaming site that like we were really loyal to?
Mogulus
Livestream.
Oh, Livestream.
Well, they were right. called Mogulus before when we knew them.
Yeah, it was Mogulus, and then they changed the name to Livestream.
And
yeah.
then they fucked us over, so then we went to Ustream.
Well, Ustream popped up, and their like number one tactic of getting like big shows over it's was to email. Go to Livestream and take any show that had any kind of popularity. And man, did we jump ship.
No, it was not a jump ship that quickly. You forget all the drama. Like, it was a matter of there was like this whole feud of logging in versus not logging in to be able to type in the chat room. And
right.
we initially jumped ship. Well, we were dabbling for a while, but we jumped ship when Livestream fucked us over and they made you log in to be able to come or participate in the chat room. And we
but
said
remember,
that was too much
how
of a
Ustream
hurdle.
Was like, oh, yeah, we're going to have you guys on our main page or whatever. Remember Ruby?
Yes, I know. Oh, yeah. We were on the main page of Livestream at one point, and then they got too big for their britches. And then Ustream came around and said, well, we'll take you. And so we
yeah,
hopped
and
over
there. We were on their main page for exactly 1 week.
Like a second.
And
Did
then
you
the
say we were in the Grapefruit League?
Well, I mean, the thing is that, like, we were on, like, yeah, for, like, it was like, a week or two, I think, and then we weren't on anymore, and we were like, hey, we started writing Ruby. Yeah, Ruby doesn't work here anymore.
No.
Oh, man.
Week or two. I think we were on the homepage once.
Yeah, and not only that, I want to plug something because I always like getting free stuff. So for a long time, we used to use Wirecast to broadcast our stuff, which is this really expensive program that I happen to obtain. It's like a $1,000 program. There apparently is something called OBS Studio, which is completely free, better than Wirecast. It's basically like Audacity.
Is it like in-app purchases kind of thing?
No, all free, all plugins, just like Audacity, oh, wow. all free. And we're using it tonight, and oh my God, it runs so much smoother. Wirecast used to take up like 68% of my CPU. This is 12% running smooth on YouTube. Oh my God,
so you're saying
you
have more room for your porn?
Yes.
Right.
A lot more room.
And welcome, John. We can hear you now.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you die? What happened?
No, there was an update in Skype, and then by default, it decided to move my microphone setting to my headset mic.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Skype's defaults suck balls.
Hey, yeah, how many years later, and we're still using it? So
because what's better than Skype? Nothing.
I don't remember, have 10 grand for to set up an ISDN in my house.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's
didn't
the only
remember
thing.
When we were talking about, like, dude, it'd be worth an investment if we just got an ISDN.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad I didn't do it because that was when I was living in D.C. at the time.
Yep.
That would have been a really costly move.
Yeah, but if we had set up some sort of, like, stock or bond, like, 7 years ago
James
when we started
bond.
Talking about it, we would have been able to afford it by now.
Yeah.
True.
That's how long we've been podcasting.
Wow.
We really speaking of that, how's Joseph coming along with his documentary?
Ask him, I don't know.
I don't want him to rush it because that's the last thing you want to do is have a right. you know what I mean? Like
I want it to be 10 years past relevancy.
I don't want it to turn into a cosplay documentary.
Yeah, you guys are laughing, but my Napster documentary is coming out soon. It's going to be worth it.
Wait,
what?
Long
wait,
before
wait.
The podcast the cosplay documentary,
Sherry. If you say what's Napster, I'll kill you.
Is that like LimeWire?
I don't get it.
I'm more of a BearShare type.
I'm more of a Kazaa Lite.
Oh yeah, Kazaa
Lite. The amount of I think I destroyed
I had two full laptops because of the viruses I got from those programs.
Oh, God. Yeah, those were bad, man.
Dark times.
Not good.
There was just some asshole that was uploading viruses and naming it Pearl Jam songs. Like, what was the point?
Why would you do that?
I never got that one.
Like, why would you do that to a 13-year-old? They didn't have anything.
13? Fuck that. I was 20 and it was happening.
Oh.
So.
Well, then you're stupid.
Speaking of those, all pre-9/11.
Speaking of those documentaries, I don't know. Royce, you watch SportsCenter every once in a while. They had this... You know those E60?
Yeah.
Documentaries? They had one.
Yeah, those are those like mini 30 on 30s.
Yes. Well, they'll have like a 15-minute segment or whatever on certain things. And there was one about esports. Namely, I guess last year there was an American team that won in Defense of the Agents, which is a really popular online game. Between that and like League of Legends and, you know what I mean? Like, right. You guys know what I'm talking about, those types of games?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently those games are completely dominated by Asians.
Oh, everyone knows that. Yeah,
and they have these huge, and I had no idea until I saw this documentary that it was such a big, like, dude, they sell out like where the Giants play, like 100,000 seat theaters to watch these teams of 5-on-5 guys play video games against each other. And there's like $18 million prizes. I had no idea this world existed.
Dude, it's crazy. As a matter of fact, I was talking to the reason I switched to this OBS studio is some fan sent me a message saying, "Hey, you should get on Twitch and you guys should do like video game shows." And I'm like, "Yeah," but they're like, "No, seriously. Have you seen the numbers that huge. They put up?" Like, and he even said, like, "I just did one. I got like thousands of views just playing a video game." I'm like, "So what we need to do is we need to trick fans. We need to have a video game on, but like also do, but just do a show. Like, ignore the video game. You know what I mean?"
Yeah, we had two of those.
No. I mean a good one. And
Yeah, but no, that was one of those worlds. I knew it existed. I knew it was big because I play StarCraft and I play Diablo and I'm you know, all that kind of stuff. I didn't realize the fandom that went into it, because apparently it's not just cosplay stuff like John, like the world you're into. It's not just that. It's that plus, like, these people are coming, like, will fly thousands of miles to get a signature from like a 16-year-old kid who apparently like is the best at League of Legends or whatever.
Actually, there was a gif going around that the rapper Lupe Fiasco, he beat the world champion of Street Fighter in Street Fighter.
Oh, he was a better button masher than the world champion. Dude, button masher?
Beat the shit. Yeah, Lupe Fiasco pushed himself to success. He's a Chicago rapper, for those who don't know. Okay, let me.
I only know of Little Lupe. No, I think that's a different person.
Lupe Fiasco is a Chicago rapper, Mitch, and you probably don't know of him because he's black.
And Little Lupe is Mexican, I think.
No, you're thinking of the porn star, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Course. Involved in that one lawsuit when she actually had to show up to court so a guy wouldn't go to jail for chopping.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus,
totally me.
No, I was 18 at the time. I'm not 12.
Well, that ruins it. Kids. That ruins it.
Or does it make it better?
A little bit of both. Oh, by the way, Dutch, I haven't seen it yet. I think Marie and I are going to watch it Thursday, but apparently Deadpool was one of the highest opening R-rated movies of all time.
All time.
It's made $300 million worldwide.
It's only came out this weekend, and because of that, the next Wolverine movie, rated R. They just announced it.
Oh, and Kevin Nash is slated to be Cable in Deadpool 2.
Yeah, that's what I read. Well, the next
one. I thought he was still playing basketball.
No, Kevin Nash, the wrestler.
Oh.
But, yeah, LLC. Oh,
but I haven't seen it, but from what I've heard, it's really funny and it's really good.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen it five times.
How have you seen it five times?
I haven't seen it yet either.
I saw it three times for free prior to the week that it came out, and then
Wait, is this the radio thing that you won?
Well, there was the radio. Well, I didn't win anything. There was the first time I saw it was with a private screening for a radio show, and then the second time I saw it, a group of friends that I'm with owns a movie theater, so we saw it. And we brought our own liquor. We got to see it in a movie theater. Then the third time, my friend had an extra ticket, and so I saw it at an iPic. And then the fourth and fifth time, I saw it because I had nothing else better to do.
I don't like it. How am I supposed to take my 9-year-old to go see it?
Yeah,
we'll get violent. I had to return my ticket after 5 minutes. Luckily, the tickets were cheap.
Yeah, oh,
that's stupid shit.
There's posts everywhere of parents leaving theaters with their kids. R-rated. I know, losing their shit. And Doc Wheatley says that Kevin Nash thing is a rumor that Tim Miller tweeted that Kevin Nash thing isn't the same Tim Miller directed the movie. So I'm telling you,
he was better.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Yeah, apparently Hammy says Deadpool was fucking amazing. I need to see it. I really plan to. I mean, I've been wanting to see it. We just didn't get a chance.
There's the negative reviews that are out there. The ones who absolutely know nothing about Deadpool and the fourth wall breaking and like all that other. They're like, they're kind of ruining the Marvel universe by doing this because everybody's going to watch the other one. I'm like, do you not know what Deadpool is? The whole point behind
Deadpool.
No,
they don't.
Now,
James Gunn had a really good interview about this whole thing. He basically was like an FU to like Hollywood.
Now, Jamie Gunn.
The people are saying Ron Perlman for Cable. I'd watch that. Now, John, but this Deadpool movie takes place in the same universe as the X-Men universe, which is not Marvel.
Not real. Am I allowed to say anything about it?
Say whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. Who cares?
If you can't speak.
Yeah. No. Well, I was stopping myself because I didn't want to spoil it for anybody.
I'm fucking with you.
It's not really in the X-Men universe. They actually poke. Deadpool actually pokes fun because he's like. Which Professor Xavier? You told me. You said.
I don't. I didn't say it. He said it. Doesn't mean
I didn't. I didn't say spoil the movie. I said, is it in the same universe? A yes or no question.
Yeah, you didn't say. We didn't say. Hey, how about you give out quotes that he said in the movie?
It's in the middle,
asshole.
I asked.
Ma says Deadpool is like Deadpool is like in a canon of its own. See, that's how you answer that question without a spoiler, John.
Well, what the fuck's a canon?
Oh, it's the thing that shoots little big bullets.
Little big bullets?
Little big bullets.
Big bullets.
It's a song. It's a song if it's in D.
Hammy says, I hope Deadpool teams with XBMC. That's a better team in my opinion. Yeah.
Now, if I didn't have you fine folk as friends, I would have gone into Deadpool not knowing a thing about Deadpool because I don't research any comic book hero. I just get told what they're about before I go see the movie Deadpool, because you're too excited.
You never read any of that stuff growing up?
I've not read a single comic book outside of the ones Royce Force read me to read.
I'm going to be honest. I still don't know anything about Deadpool other than what I've seen in the trailers, what I've heard you guys talk
about.
I'll
be honest. Literally today go, hey, Royce, I know we didn't get a chance to see it this weekend. Do you want to see that Deadpool? Is that the right one? Deadpool? Is that the one we haven't seen?
Deadpool.
I know the real Deadpool.
You
right,
know,
John?
You know Ryan
right?
Reynolds?
Right? Right, John?
Aw.
No, Deadpool is basically... I mean, the character is Ryan Reynolds. It's the same smarmy, same kind of humor.
Everybody's saying like this is completely going to resurrect his career.
Breaks the fourth wall all the time. He knows he's in a comic book. So it's supposed to be very funny. Usually the people that write the Deadpool comic books for a long time have been a lot of comedians, actually.
Yeah, like one of the universes is with Brian Posehn.
Yeah, Brian Posehn wrote some Deadpool stuff. So it's actually usually pretty funny.
That's the one thing that a lot of people don't understand is like the whole point of the Deadpool comics was to kind of make fun of comics, but right. be a comic at the same time.
Yes.
Like it yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to see it. I heard it's good. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I heard it was awesome.
You'll probably end up seeing it twice because there's times where like you're laughing and you're actually laughing over other jokes.
All this because of a leaked screen test, by the way. Remember, we played it on the show. Remember, we said, oh, Deadpool's coming. Like, how many years ago? All over that leak. It's because of the hack, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, dude, between that and, like, just the marketing they've been doing on it, the different types of commercials that they've been running, they did a brilliant job with this one.
Now, yes. I'm going to say something else that I have to retract because...
You're gay?
I would never
You're
retract.
You're not gay?
No, I am.
You are not... accepting of those who don't accept gays.
Oh, no. I'm only accepting of those who accept Jesus, but not as a Lord and Savior, but as a sexy, sexy man.
With his hot man juice.
With his hot fucking Jesus abs.
So what is your stance on butt play?
Butt play with Jesus? or in general?
Just in general.
I mean, in Jesus specifically.
In Jesus' name,
I
we
would
pray.
I would receive.
Amen.
I wouldn't receive. I mean, I would receive, but I wouldn't.
I would receive.
But I wouldn't give him any butt play because he's walking a lot. He's sweaty and he's walking around in pajamas. He's standing there. No, thank you.
Butt slam!
I forgot what I was going to say. My point was I completely got derailed.
Good.
Probably something about Deadpool.
No, I forgot.
Probably something about gays.
No, this matters. Oh, I didn't like the first few episodes of Supergirl, but it's gotten a lot better. And Supergirl's actually not a bad TV show. I have to admit it now. I'm admitting it now on air. Even though I made fun of it, it's not terrible.
I wouldn't watch it either way.
It's not bad. It's really, you should watch it.
I got to be honest. I never was the biggest fan of Superman.
No, me neither. Well, I'm more of a Batman
just that
guy.
Whole, just the all powerful superhero. I've never been a big fan of it.
Batman all day. The new trailer, though, for Batman versus
looks
Superman.
Amazing.
Have you seen it, Dutch?
Mm-mm.
It looks.
Oh, wait, the Batman versus Superman?
The brand new one that came out 2 days ago.
Oh, no. I've seen not the one I saw, not the one from today, but anyone I've seen. I always, dude, even when we were talking about reading comics, I used to read Deadpool, all this other stuff. I always looked at the Batman versus Superman comics when I was a kid and thought that is the stupidest thing ever because it's so clearly one sided.
It's not.
No, actually,
it is.
In this trailer.
Well, I couldn't suspend that type of disbelief, even as a
kid.
Here you go. So I won't be able to do it for this one.
Here's a new trailer.
All right, let's see this.
Royce, you totally need to see the Punisher trailer, too.
Thermal imaging is showing me 24 hostiles on the third floor. Why don't I drop you off on the second?
Is that the voice of Jeremy Irons?
Yeah, he's Alfred.
Oh, he's Alfred?
Yeah.
You sure he's not Scar?
No.
Because he might be Scar. When does he sing that Be Prepared song?
Such an asshole.
I'm getting slow in my old age, Alfred.
Even you got too old to die young. Not for lack of trying.
Man, he sounds just like Scar.
He does.
Run,
Simba. Wipe out the entire human race. If we believe there's even a 1% chance that he is our enemy, we have to take it as an absolute certainty.
The greatest gladiator match in the history of the world.
Oh, what's that?
God versus man. Day versus night.
You're psychotic.
Is a three-syllable word for any thought too big for little minds.
I can't stand to be
not know a few women like you.
Oh, I don't think you've ever known a woman like me.
Dialogue in this movie, isn't there?
That power can be innocent.
Batman blocked his punch. Superman looked at it like, oh, fuck.
My hope is that they spend the first 60 minutes with exposition and then, like, the last 10 minutes just
it's
having
just
a,
all action.
Just all action. Like, that's the best kind of superhero movie.
And
like,
wow, that sounds
slow.
Like Deadpool. They're in good hands with Zack Snyder. Like,
and Allstate.
I know that they're going to be able to explain away why Batman would be a formidable.
Well, I can tell you if you read the Dark Knight.
Did I say Spider-Man? I mean,
if you read the Dark Knight Rises, which is they're basing this off of, he does come up with a way. Keep in mind, if you get really deep in comic books, Batman always
finds a way.
Batman always carries around kryptonite with him in his belt in case Superman ever loses it.
Yeah, but just
to the shark repellent.
Yeah. Right.
Also, Batman in the DC universe is one of the greatest detectives. He can find a way to take you down.
And also, Ben Affleck. Did you think about that?
Reindeer Games.
I'm not going to judge on the casting like every. I don't. What was? Sorry, go ahead, Mitch.
I was going to say, were you talking about Geely Ben Affleck or?
That's the problem with Ben Affleck. He's either really good or really bad. Like he doesn't have a middle.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to reserve judgment until it actually comes out because everybody was trashing. I think Weaving on the show was trashing the selection of having Heath Ledger playing the Joker.
Maul says they basically,
God, were we wrong?
Maul said they basically just made Lex into the Joker instead of a sadistic businessman. That's not true. I disagree. I think he's what a modern day businessman would be, like a tech guy. Like he's basically the same guy. He's the same guy who played Zuckerberg in Facebook. It's like if Facebook became a fucking supervillain. It's perfect.
Well, and also Molly's she's judging based off of three trailers. I mean, yeah, we don't know if he's going to be that much of a sadistic whatever, or if he's going to be like a Joker. Mm.
Royce, did you see season two of Daredevil, the trailer for that?
Yes, it looks really good. What's this Shane from The Walking Dead? Is the Punisher?
Yeah, and they're also bringing in Elektra.
That
speaking of the Walking
trailer
Dead
is so good. Yeah, the Walking fucking Dead. I'm so done with that show.
It. We didn't
Shut
watch
up.
It either.
I'm not.
It was good.
Say,
I won't say anything else. It's good.
It's very good. I'm not going to say anything either. But are we going to do? We watch better TV than you?
Yeah,
I think we should
better
because
Saul.
Better Call Saul.
You guys are still doing that?
Oh, but yeah. By the way, I haven't seen it yet.
I think we're getting a lot more numbers if we do.
No, we're not. No, I don't watch The Walking Dead anymore.
We're
going to
be competing against The Talking Dead, though.
Yeah. Nobody's
doing
Saul show.
Well, The Talking Dead
is
we're going to
do like we did with
Saul.
The last one. We do it a day later because
Dutch,
we don't want people
to
watch
this?
It that
if
day.
If you
want
to do it, you do it. I'm not watching The Walking Dead anymore.
Why?
Because it sucks now.
Oh, you suck.
No, it really does.
I lost interest in it.
It does suck. I'm being honest.
You know who lost interest in you? Mitch. He told me.
Aw. I do not watch
it. Dude, it came out with a bang last night.
Oh, like, yeah, I know. I get it. He lost his eye. Who cares?
I know, so I'm going to watch
Stop
it.
Stop talking about Mitch.
Nibble on that.
Right here.
I think it's like the first episode. Yeah, it's the season or the mid-season opener. It's going to be great, but it's probably just going to go downhill again.
Yeah, we know. Carl lost his eye. I knew that if you I read the comic book already. Everyone knows.
Okay, well.
I read the meme.
The comic book, you fucking cunt.
But it's the same
Coral,
thing.
I got you an
it's
iPad.
It's a cunt move to do, dude.
What do you know? It's not. It came out
That's
Sunday.
That's a cunty thing to
no,
do.
It's
you
not.
Know it.
No, it's not.
Stop it.
No, it's not. Ooh, danger. Ooh, zombies are coming again. We get it. There's fucking zombies.
That's the
I am
point.
This time
done.
I got Negan.
I am
Have you gotten
done.
That, JD, where you think zombies are uncool now?
Bullshit.
We're
I'm
just,
not actually.
We're talking about Batman versus Superman.
I'm not that. Actually, I'm not
you
that.
You said Supergirl was cool.
Yes,
Shut
it
up,
is.
Faggot.
That's my that's my point. I'm not jaded. That goes to show you how bad The Walking Dead is. I don't
it's
have a
not
high bar.
Bad, you're just an asshole.
So then you need to cleanse your palate with that Daredevil trailer then.
Maul says Carl or Coral?
Coral.
I loved that meme.
Coral. Yeah, Doc Wheely says I tapped out on The Walking Dead after the Glenn fiasco. Fuck that show. A lot of people, Dutch, for real, a lot of people are more seeing it the way I am. They're done with it.
The beginning of last season was boring.
Well, yep. The beginning of this one, let's just say a lot of what you thought were key characters, or at least going forward, it really died in a bad way.
No, it's the same season.
Well,
it's part
probably
two of
because
season.
Nobody gives a shit anymore, so they just need to do whatever they can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, God damn it. Neither of us are going to win or are you?
No, we are. It's garbage.
Can Game of Thrones come back soon enough?
Game of Thrones,
please.
I'm fine with.
Pretty, 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 please.
Game of Thrones is perfect. It's great.
April,
it's
no,
it's
that is a perfect show. Let's think about that for a second. What's a perfect... If you say Saved by the Bell, I'm going to kill you.
Shameless.
Fuck.
But like a perfect show. Like we can all probably agree. I know one right off the top of my head. The Wire.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia all day or day.
The Breaking Bad.
Okay,
The Breaking Bad.
And not just like critics, but like I think us.
Honey, turn
show.
On the TV. I'm watching The Breaking Bad.
Okay, so
I love
Wire, Breaking Bad, Game
Heroes.
Of Thrones.
Heroes.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Die.
Oh,
Always
the
sunny.
Last season
Hold on.
Of
Lost.
Perfect show so far. Daredevil has been perfect. Jessica,
so far.
Jessica Jones, fucking fantastic.
Yep.
I've heard that was awesome. I still need to watch
it. But, and I like it because even, you know, Mitch is in getting the comic books and he was like, he's the one that got me into the show. He's like, it's really good.
Yep.
So yeah, cool. Jessica Jones really
Mitch,
good.
Is that what you said?
It is. I said I don't like comic books, but watch Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. You're a nerd. You'll like it.
What's it? What part of the universe is it based in?
It's in the Marvel universe.
This
it's
one.
In the,
I know that, but what part? Like
this one?
New York.
It takes place
Hell's Kitchen.
After the Avengers.
Oh, no. Yeah. Modern day.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like one of the older ones.
No. Only older one going on is Agent Carter, and that's on ABC.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, what's great about this on Netflix is Marvel Studios is fronting it. So basically, it all happens. The first season of Daredevil takes place just after the alien attack when the in the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And it kind of ties in with the Daredevil with Jessica Jones at the same time because they're all in the same borough, Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. Now it's man, Marvel's doing it right, man. Mm-hmm. Like they really know what the fuck they're doing with these shows.
Yep.
To maintain a cohesive and think about it, all thanks to fucking Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man. Because Iron Man's the one that started this whole fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, at the time, Iron Man was like a B-list character no one gave a fuck about.
Mm-hmm.
I gave a fuck.
I gotta disagree with that. I mean, you're talking about no one as far as people who are like casual comic fans?
No. I meant like something. Because
he was huge in the comic book world.
Someone you would base a movie around. Like there's the Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. You know, those are like people that base. Like you wouldn't, like if you were to rank
a mainstream name.
Like he's beneath, he was for beneath X-Men in terms of people knowing them. People know X-Men because of the cartoon. The X-Men cartoon went on a lot longer than the fucking Iron Man one. The Iron Man was one season. It was garbage. And, you know, the whole War Machine thing. You know, I'm not saying I'm racist, but. And Tony Stark's a drunk, and they haven't brought that up in the movies yet.
No, they kind of have a couple times.
Yeah, they've hinted it a couple times.
Yeah, like when Pepper will walk in and be like, you drunk again? Like, dude, they actually kind of have. What are you talking about? Now you're just lying.
You're lying.
Good one.
If anyone's lying.
Anyways. So the Grammys were last night.
I didn't watch them.
I heard Taylor Swift like gave smack back to Kanye for like being the only female to ever win album of the year.
The only thing
twice.
I care about Kanye is that he's $53 million in debt and he's on Twitter asking Mark Zuckerberg for money.
No. He's asking Mark Zuckerberg for money.
That's what I just said.
He was asking Mark Zuckerberg.
He is.
Didn't someone do like a musical performance where they're like basically like 12 years slave or some shit?
Do you know, by the way, how many people were so happy when that came out?
I was.
The amount of fuck Kanye like sentiment there is in the world was astounding. The fact that like I was listening to sports talk radio and they're talking about it and they're like, good for that asshole.
But then what about Bieber?
How do you beg?
I don't know why people don't hate him as much anymore. Because he did the roast and he poked fun of himself and he let everyone smash him. That was probably the best thing he ever did for his career.
I don't understand, man, with how much money he made and has made. He's one of the biggest rap artists of all time. How did he go broke? What's he spending his money on?
Kardashian?
No, she has her own money.
He's just an idiot.
But
he's
why spend your own money when you can spend your husband?
Yeah, why doesn't he know other way around?
What it is, dude? It's probably because he doesn't. He's one of those like narcissistic idiots that doesn't trust anyone to govern his finance, help him do his taxes, none of that shit. And he hasn't put in a single investment in. And he's just
No, but this is my favorite part. Maul says, "You know how much I love Kanye, but after he signed Chief Keef, I lost interest." Who are those people? Remember a few months ago, people.
Chief Keef. What is she talking about?
Chief Queef.
Remember a few months ago we were talking about it, and a lot of people were saying, no, Kanye is just, it's a social experiment. He's just fucking with the public.
Yeah, everybody thinks that he's like trolling everyone.
Yeah. Did he troll you don't troll $53 million in debt. That's not a troll. He really is in debt.
I think it's all tax shit, dude. It has to be.
It is.
It always is.
He'd never pay taxes, and then they finally were like, hey, fuckface, you owe us a lot.
Nah, man, I'm the greatest. I don't need to pay no taxes.
He was saying things like, you know, he thinks he's the next
greatest rock star of all time.
He's the next Disney, that he has all these thoughts in his head that he's the next Disney. He's going to change the world.
And kill
Jews.
He's
going to genocide Jews.
Yes.
I just said that.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the beef?
Kind of said it at the same time. So
I said earlier on my side.
There's a delay.
I win. Nobody feels sorry for this kind of a guy. Like, you know, like if you were to find out that, like, you know, Michael J. Fox, you know, screwed up on his taxes and he's that much, you're like, poor guy, what the fuck happened?
He's
Kanye.
He's not really legible with paper.
Yeah, I was going to say, Michael J. Fox did when he was doing them by hand.
I picked the wrong person, didn't I?
Yeah, his are hard to read.
I mean, I'm on a typewriter or a keyboard.
I'm assuming by now he uses TurboTax, but you know, at the time.
But anyways, you know what I mean? Like, if he was a more of a likable character, people would at least have some sort of empathy for him. Nobody likes Kanye.
Because he's a cunt.
Kanye likes Kanye.
Oh, he loves him.
And he said something else like, well, white media outlets shouldn't be talking about and rating black music.
Oh, yeah. He said it to Rolling Stone and some other magazines. He's like, you shouldn't talk about black music artists or something. But then I'm like, but if they didn't talk about black music artists, then you'd be yelling racism.
Yep. Hence why he wasn't anywhere near the Oscars last night. Or sorry, Grammys Emmys. Last night.
Well, that's because he couldn't afford to get a flight.
Him. None of the Kardashians. It was just musicians. Here's the thing that I noticed. They had super long commercial breaks, but like they were giving out awards during the commercial breaks.
Yep.
They would come back and they would give out like a major award and be like, you know, someone who's already won 3 Grammys tonight, bring up whatever. I'm like, I didn't see him win anything. And apparently like they were just giving out Grammys throughout all these commercial breaks. Here's the thing. They showed, I think maybe it was a 3.5-hour event and Kelsey insisted that we watched the entire thing. I saw 10 awards given away and about 14,000 musical performances that weren't good. By the way, I love Kendrick Lamar, but I have no idea what the fuck I watched last night.
It was like playing with chains. There's a saxophonist in like a prison cell.
Dude, it wasn't a good song. Like, and he has really good songs, but like he picked like one of the more artsy ones on his album. I don't know what he's doing, but like it was supposed to be like some huge like racial message and I was just confused by it. And then once like he was done, they went to like, they just did nothing but pan every famous black person in the room. And they were like, yeah, speak truth, Lamar. It was like okay. I guess I should feel shame or something. Cause I'm white. I don't know. I feel guilty.
Shame.
And
Shame.
Did that as a buttoning. But so nobody watched it but me.
No. Yeah, no, yep. I mean, I watched today the Lady Gaga's
Lady Gaga,
Lady Gaga.
Oh, God,
David Bowie.
I realized last night that I hate David Bowie.
Oh no!
Why?
Because she played like a bunch of his songs. She did a very good job, and she moved like him, and she dressed like him, and it was a good homage. If you're a David Bowie fan, you have to give it up to Gaga for doing a good job. But
what about the Labyrinth?
There was like 2 songs that I actually liked out of all the ones that she played. I'm like, oh yeah, Bowie wasn't that great. A little overrated. Aww. A little overrated. Just a little.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's so little of music, new stuff I listen to that's like rap stuff. And that's mostly what it was, right? Who was the biggest rock band on there?
Oh, okay. So get this. So they paid tribute to Lemmy from Motorhead dying, right?
Yeah.
So Dave Grohl got up, did that, and then he introduced the Vampires of Hollywood, which consists of Duff from Guns N' Roses, Alice Cooper on lead singer.
More like Alice Pooper.
On lead guitar was Joe Perry from Aerosmith, and on a secondary rhythm guitar, who also thought he was lead guitar, was fucking Johnny Depp.
Wait, what?
I'm not joking.
Fuck Johnny Depp.
And they got up and played 2 Motorhead songs.
Wait, who is fucking Johnny Depp?
He was fucking my ears because he didn't know how to solo and his guitar was out of tune.
Either you have really big ears or he has a really little penis.
A little bit of both.
Oh, my God.
But, dude, I mean, like, you know, it sounded okay. And you know, Alice Cooper could sing Motorhead songs pretty well. But you just looked anytime the camera hit Johnny Depp, he tried to solo. And, like, you know, like when you hear someone who can kind of solo and they hit a sour note every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's his younger brother?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. Who is he again?
I don't remember.
When you're in a live setting, it's like, okay, you can kind of forgive him. Be like, oh, he knows his way around a fretboard. But on national television, it's like, why is Johnny Depp soloing? How he leave it to Joe Perry and you play the power chords? I didn't know what he was doing, but it took me out of the entire thing.
Yeah, but we know what Joe Perry sounds like. We don't know what Johnny Depp sounds like.
He doesn't sound good.
Well, now we know. So we can just put that away.
So, yeah, they played Ace of Spades, and Alice Cooper looks every bit of 85 or
Ace
how old
of African
he is.
Americans.
Yeah, come on, Dutch.
You're better than that.
Ouch.
Do you think Keanu would have done better because he actually has a band?
Keanu Reeves has a band?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's called Piano Reeves.
I know guitar.
He does piano covers of everything.
That's funny. That was really funny. I'm sorry.
It's called like Dark Star or like Red Satellite or some shit.
Are we talking about Footer?
Does he have a band?
Did you know Footer has a band?
All right. Doc sent me this. Apparently, Hillary Clinton had a severe coughing fit while speaking in New York.
Oh, I love this shit.
No.
Yay.
Here we go.
Oh, I like the word severe.
Wasn't she wearing like a banana yellow fucking like McDonald's like outfit?
No, looking at it. She wasn't.
Represent inmates. Excuse me.
She gets applause. For look at her awkwardly drink water.
Too much to say.
Too much sex.
Too much sex.
That's what I heard. Too much sex.
Too much semen.
It's like they're chanting as if they're trying to pat her on the back at the same time to get the cough out.
Yep.
Did she do like a cinnamon challenge or something?
Love her so much.
Still going.
Oh my God. The cameraman zoomed out to not make it as awkward. And she's still going.
Okay.
I think I'm getting the black lung, Bob.
I don't know why she said that. Oh, no, it keeps going. It's still not
here.
Oh, no.
Hold on, back it up a little bit.
Did she postpone it or she kept it?
Go back to like the middle of her coughing fit, just so you know how long it's actually taking.
Oh, no. There's more. This is a 2-minute video.
No.
But here you go. I'll back up a bit. What? Let's do it again. Here we go. Oh, it's phlegmy.
Sounds like the radio shows I edit at work.
This cough, this coughing fit was brought to you by Lucrets.
Is she, what's she next?
She's taking.
That's been. Wow. Thank you, Hazel.
Oh no.
I'm
sorry. Sucret.
She's
why would
still
seriously.
No, there's oh still God. More. There's only 50 seconds. We're getting more.
Oh no.
Oh man.
Did someone like ask her a question and she's still on that one question?
Yeah, she was just doing a speech.
She had a wad of phlegm go down the wrong pipe.
It wasn't phlegm.
That's been a part saying. Of my mission.
Oh no.
Representing.
I want that one.
Sorry, I fat fingered it. My bad.
It's about making people.
She's thinking she can power through
lives
she
better.
Can.
Listen to her. Look, she keeps going. Oh my
Why
God.
Why is this making your skin crawl, Marie?
I can't. Okay, here we go.
Poor
She's
people.
Trying so
We're
hard.
The Legal
to
Services
talk.
Corporation.
She shouldn't be.
It was about making people's lives better. And it taught me that.
I want that one.
She might as well be on
You don't
her
have
death
a powerful
bed.
Job.
Come a little
you work
closer.
At it. You still
have something to tell you.
You can make a difference.
About the treasure.
Oh my God.
What is this, a feminine
She
rally?
Should be laying on the beach talking to Forrest Gump about their shrimp business.
Don't you worry about me, Force.
Oh, don't worry, guys. I think she's done coughing. I think she's done.
She took a big old drink of water.
Is
and she's done.
Another Skywalker.
The crowd was trying to give her time to clear her throat.
Just regroup, bitch.
Let me clear my throat.
God damn it.
If she had done that.
God damn.
Oh my God, if someone could splice her coughing with that song.
If y'all want a Democratic Party like we do. If y'all want a Hold Democratic on. Party like us. Here we
go. And then when you.
Some of y'all might know this, and some of y'all don't. God damn. Some of y'all might get with this, and some of y'all won't, but listen. Let me clear my throat.
a good tag team, buddy.
That was good. Over Skype, we should get an Emmy.
I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out.
And see.
Yeah!
This is why we are the team that we are, my friend.
Woo!
7 fucking years.
Yeah!
Bam! All right.
I really want that cut up for real, though. Like, someone just take her cough and do the whole... There's 3 minutes of her coughing. You could do the whole song.
We could, technically, yeah. Keep going, keep going.
Okay, now I'm going to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a great amen chorus. Thank you.
I get with you. That's all you want, but listen. Let me clear my throat.
And quote Dr. King.
Still good.
It says it's not being funny.
Did her face turn like beet red from coughing?
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe she should have done a dab.
You know how many things you could do with this cough? You could like have her like taking a bong hit and then just coughing. It's so many things. Oh shit.
Keep making noise. Keep making noise.
Thank you. You're a
God damn.
Yeah.
I can't.
God damn.
Here we go now. Here we go now.
Thank you.
Here we go
Thank
now.
You.
Here we go now.
She's the...
Don't. Some of y'all might get with
Thank
me.
You.
And some of y'all won't. But listen. Let me
You're a
clear my throat.
You're a great amen chorus. Thank you.
Okay, now we got to stop. Otherwise, we're just going to beat it in the ground.
Let's stop right here. We're good.
Yeah, stop right here.
You know... to quote Dr. King, Let time is always right.
To quote Dr. King, let me clear my throat.
To do right, no matter who you are. And when I had the great privilege of representing New York, I worked with members of our congressional delegation.
That's it. That's the whole video.
Wow.
Oh, fuck. That was fucking good. Jesus Christ.
Well, I think she got a lot of really good points across.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she did it.
Why wouldn't you, like, as a human being, be like, hold on, guys, let me hack up a lung for a second, and then just do that, like, hard.
She did.
No, just, like, run away.
She get it cleared out.
She took 120 seconds.
It would have taken her 15 if she would just address the fact that, hey, I'm coughing and stop being a political robot for a second.
She was proving a point in that she takes 120 seconds to do what should take 15.
Pretend to be a human and like walk off stage and cough it out.
No, yes, you're right. Actually, that's a good point.
No, she wouldn't because she's not actually a human. But
no, she's a robot and she's pretty much definitely. She's just clucking. But she clucks a lot. She really does.
But do you think that if she would have like postponed or said, look, I can't go on, I'm having this coughing fit, you think it would have made her look like less of a politician or whatever you
she's
want to call
weak.
It?
As if
she'd
this is exactly what
it's
she thinks
she has a
it would be.
That she can't actually
Hold on.
Admit weakness.
Less of a politician. You understand the person she's running against is basically the Crypt Keeper with a fucking bald spot.
Right, so you see, he does it.
Yeah, he does whatever he
Obviously,
wants.
Obviously,
and on
he
the other side,
and has to and 5%
of the 2%
of the 1%
of the half of 1% of the richest 5% of America.
Wow, that's too many percentages.
If I were Hillary, I would be saying, All right, just only ask me yes or no questions. One cough means yes, two coughs mean you know, no.
And you know what's crazy, Dutch, is that Bernie Sanders, remember how good he was when he played for the Lions? He looks really different
You're
now.
Thinking Barry Dude, Sanders. Man,
different guy.
Are you sure?
Barry Sanders.
Too early, man.
Not Bernie.
Bernie's a totally different guy.
Which is
guy.
The one that's going to be in the Hall of, in the NFL Hall of Fame?
Barry Sanders.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Oh, it's the Barry. One that's got the $5 Phillips right now with the that delicious, yummy chicken.
You know what? I don't think I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders, but I 110% appreciate
the 5% of the 3%
right,
of the
2%
people who like the 1% of the top 5% of America.
No, the quote that he has going called "Feel the Burn." That cracks yeah, no,
it
me really, up.
It's hashtag like, feel the burn everywhere.
He's so old.
He
and
is.
His hashtag is feel the burn.
Oh my God, we're burning alive.
It kills me every time. He's so old. And like the youngest kids love him.
It really,
I just love that New England accent he has.
I also,
do you think the young kids are liking him because they're liking him ironically?
No, they're liking him because he's promising them free college.
But because he's not Hillary.
Also that.
Here's the thing. If Hillary wanted to, like, going back to the coughing clip, if she wanted to raise her likability, she would address that was going on and have fun with it and make fun of herself and be a little self-deprecating, and then people would like her. She doesn't get it.
I don't understand why. And listen, I can't believe that this country right now, I understand that we are accepting of a black president. That makes sense. But we're now going to get to the point where we're acceptable. We are going to accept the president who doesn't use a fucking comb. That guy's hair is.
Oh, Bernie
Excuse
Sanders?
Yes.
You trusted Sanders Doc rules. Brown since 19.
Yeah, I did touch
Doc
Brown.
You did touch Doc Brown?
I touched
Brown,
him all
he's
the time.
Grandpa Rick. Are you kidding me? He knows time travel.
Doc Brown was fine. But you know what? Doc Brown at least had a fucking time machine. This guy just wants... I don't know what he wants to do.
How is it possible that I could have the least amount of hair except yet also the same most amount of hair as anyone else here on the stage?
It's a very good point.
You got to understand one thing, Morty. Girl, you got to hide your shit, keep your shit. And
that comedian that did that impression that we played a couple weeks ago was probably the most spot-on impression I've ever heard in my life.
Look. Do I think Bernie's going to get the nomination at this point for the Democrats? And I have
Trump gets it, they need another sideshow type.
I can't wait. Against. Are you crazy? If it's Trump and Sanders, it's going to be like fucking when WWE was good. Like it's going to be these crazy, just fucking insane shit shows.
Well, that's all I politics agree. Are. Right
it's going to be Hollywood Hogan versus fucking Macho Man.
No.
Basically, yeah.
Politics are crazy, but there's been a long time since we've had two nut jobs just really go at it. Because that's the one thing I'll say about Trump and Sanders. They always say what they're thinking.
Zero fucks.
They
given.
Do not. They're not. They don't.
Ross Perot. He was a psychopath.
Can't I listen? No, but he was also an independent. It's just weird that someone from the major party, you know?
Okay. Right.
Oh, I love the Marie. I love that one. There's these things, Bernie or Hillary, and it's like issue Fight Club. Under Bernie, it says nothing. Under Hillary, it says, "Have you heard about Fight Club?"
Nice.
Yeah, the Bernie or Hillary things have been also like. I'm not a Democrat. I don't really care about either one. But the Bernie versus Hillary things that are going on are seriously killing me.
So funny.
I love them.
and then the same token, you got just Trump. Just calling everybody gay on the other side.
You know what, though? Trump is missing out if he is not making a campaign song, but with a reword lump. You know, he's Trump. He's Trump. He's in my head.
Well,
why isn't he doing that?
Like five times.
No!
Every time he tries to take somebody's song, they're like, "You're not going to let you use that."
Yeah, I would use that. And the name of the band is the President of the United States, Dutch. Think about that. The name of the band is the President of the United States of America singing Trump. What are they doing now? You don't think they'll do it?
Yeah, they will.
I don't know. I have no idea what that band's doing.
Nothing.
Mitch Rocker Wiki on that. Find out what the Presidents of the United States are doing at this point. The band, obviously.
Okay, Bernie or Hillary, issue Black Sabbath. Bernie, no matter which era you prefer, it cannot be denied that they're one of the greatest and most influential bands of all time. Young or old, the music is timeless. Hillary, I love Crazy Train.
She looks like she would say that.
Are these just people making shit up?
Or yeah. No, okay. these are they get even more.
There was one original like newspaper clipping of Bernie or Hillary with actual talking points underneath
and
it.
And
just got exploded from there.
They erased the issue. They erased the talking points, and now people just fill in the blanks of talking point issues.
Bernie or Hillary, issue sriracha. Bernie, I put that shit on Earth thing. Hillary, I'm not a fan of hot sauces. Oh, God.
I can't be. The
presidents of the United States are not doing any tours currently. So
they could use the money.
What was the last album they put out?
Bernie or Hillary, issue whether this meme is sexist. Bernie, women deserve equal pay for equal work. Hillary, I'm a woman, so the fact that you're making fun of me is sexist.
Wait, what?
Doesn't matter. I'm just finding a whole bunch of them. They don't.
In September of 2010, they performed during a halftime show at the UW Syracuse game.
Want to try that again?
In September of 2010, the presidents performed during halftime at the UW Syracuse game at Husky Stadium.
Okay.
There you go.
Dutch.
So.
Yes.
Why don't we throw a curveball and we nominate Stephen Avery?
It's hard, man. You have to like pinch it with two fingers at the top.
You know what? I apologize.
Grip your thumb underneath, and it's just, you got to whip your elbow the right way. Otherwise, it doesn't dip.
How about a knuckleball?
They're knocking them out of the park. Knuckleball is even harder.
Knuckleball is hard.
Pinch the
ball. But you know what?
With the tips of your finger, you know, like your finger, like actual like nails.
Remember, Charlie Huff, like the old man knuckleball specialist that played baseball? He was like 40 and still throwing a knuckleball.
Oh, dude, that's another documentary they were talking about. The knuckleball, like it saved like aging pitchers' careers because once they mastered that, who doesn't want a knuckleballer in their bullpen?
Yeah.
It's like a baseball people.
Or then there was the floater, the one that they threw in a rookie of the year after his arm couldn't pitch it and he had to throw it underhand. What were we talking about?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
We were talking about Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You're right. That's what we were talking about.
He was one rookie of the year.
You're right. Uh-huh. So he should run for president. No, I was going to say Stephen Avery should run for president. He has all this popularity right now.
He so did it.
Yeah, that's why he should run. Do you think he did it?
Asshole didn't take the stage. Yes. There was so much shit that came out after. And by the way, I watched it. But you dig a little bit deeper. There were so many things that documentary didn't mention during the documentary. You can make anything seem one way with whatever narrative you believe. But the more you look up at it, like the fact that the DNA evidence came from like sweat, like his sweat, which is like almost impossible to get, that he left on the scene.
Is it impossible? He looks like he sweats a lot.
And by the way, that whole hole in the top of the vial, that's how they put the blood in.
Dutch, why are you yelling at me? I'm not mad at you.
I'm just saying that's something they never did. Oh my God, there's a hole in the top of the vial. Yeah, when we were watching with Kelsey, Kelsey's like, that's how you put a blood sample in the vial. You have to poke a hole in the top. You have to put it in. And then when you pull it out, it becomes sterile because the rubber's there. Like Kelsey called it out immediately. I was like, oh, why are they trying to make a big thing about this? And like the whole rest of the show, Kelsey, because she's, you know, she's in the medical field, she's like, yeah, no, that's the reason why they do this, or that's the reason why that happens. I mean, granted that the police department probably hated Stephen Avery for good reason. He was a piece of shit who killed somebody.
Well, they did send him to jail for a rape he didn't commit.
It was only because he sued them for millions of dollars. Come on. It's not like there's any justice in the world.
Well, and I mean, granted, the first one that happened, like the whole rape thing, that was in the 80s when DNA. How many more cases are we going to hear about where DNA clears somebody? Fine. Doesn't mean he didn't kill that one girl. And all those phone calls that they had afterwards, like, dude, there was so much evidence left out of that documentary. He so did it. Come on.
Yeah, and what do you think? Do you think Brandon Desi, the other kid that wanted to go to WrestleMania, did it? Do you think he should? I don't think he did anything. I don't think he should be in jail. Do you?
No, not at all.
Because none of the things he says.
That one was a little.
No,
he's half
like a
scared
little kid. So.
Dutch, you got to admit, even if you think Stephen Avery's guilty, they took advantage of Brandon Dassey. They didn't treat him right.
Like,
even if they treated him right or not, he's the one who you know what? I think he was there and did all that.
I don't. You want to know why?
Like a fucking retarded little Dutch. Kid.
Exactly. And you know what you can get retards do is rape and kill things. Dutch. That's what they do.
Dutch.
You're not seen of mice and men.
Dutch. Dutch. Really simple is. Whether Stephen Avery
petting a rabbit, think he's going to pet it, snaps a neck in half. That's what retards do. They break things.
Whether you think Stephen Avery did or not, that none of the Dassey evidence really makes sense, because if they did like cut her and shoot her, like they said, they never found any blood in the house or the garage where Dassey said it happened. So I think he was lured into it. Even if Avery did it, right. I really don't think Dassey should be in jail. I don't think he did anything. I really don't.
Somebody just told him something and he's a retarded little kid and just listened and okay.
Whether he should go to jail or not, or he should at least get a fair trial, because his attorney was supposed to have his best interest and he didn't. He was working for the prosecution.
Right.
Whatever. Either way.
Complete bullshit.
You want to know why I'm probably like anti him? Was those phone conversations between him and his dumb mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But that elongated.
His mom is retarded too, but the entire family. Have seen them?
Oh, God. I think this is just natural selection gone awry. Neither of these people should.
Well, Dutch,
none of that whole section of Wisconsin should be allowed to breed. Fuck them all.
I mean, we all knew that Wisconsin was terrible, but this just proves
we can all be together again.
Well, yeah, they got the whole yard tore apart. Yeah, the whole shit.
Someone made a supercut of all the yaw. Every time they say yaw,
we played that earlier.
No. I'm not going to play now. They did an actual whole supercut. It's 3 minutes and 25 seconds of yaws in the entire documentary. No, the one we played was just Dassey's phone call. The
Hello, this is. Hello.
Yeah.
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 Hello.
Oh God, I hate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
Yeah.
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 Brendan.
What?
You know what, Dutch? Fuck him. He should be
in
jail.
If this was fucking, you know, during Sparta time, he's getting dropped off the ledge of a cliff. Are you kidding me?
No, yeah, you're right. He would not be he would not be in the Phoenix or whatever that they have in the fucking Spartans. You're right. He would not.
No.
He would be back with the women.
They probably raise him as a pack mule because he was big and he could just carry heavy things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just wanted to watch WrestleMania.
You know, you two over there are just quite amusing. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it. Yeah, sure. You know, you betcha.
Well, you have the northern accent. Yeah. They're northern retarded.
Yeah, they're northern retarded.
So it's slight variation. Different.
Yeah, because
well, I mean, that's about as close as I can get dumb blonde. I'm trying here. Sorry.
Because you could say, yeah, you betcha. But they're more like, yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, because like you can talk to somebody like from Georgia and get that southern accent.
Yeah.
You go to Mississippi, that's retard.
Yeah.
So
they really are stupid. The entire family's a bunch of fucking retard. And they're inbred.
Fuck them. Why is this even a thing?
Nah, you should still get a fair trial.
No, whatever. Who cares? I mean, like, dude, I watched all of it, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, man,
I don't have the break pulled up. Stole man, from your day.
But, man, we've completely forgot as a country already. No one cares anymore. Have you noticed that? Like, we aren't the detention
People
span.
People were petitioning Obama to pardon him.
More like no wanna.
Yeah.
Now the fucking Supreme Court justice died. Now they're trying to stop Obama from appointing a new one because it's an election year.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, do that. That's not how it works. I know. Sorry.
Yeah.
Filibusters, that is how it works.
But
19 months for GWs.
Yeah, but Reagan but Reagan nominated Scalia in on an election year. So, I mean, it all depends. I mean, I don't really give a fuck, to be honest with you, because I think it's all a fucking joke anyway. But, listen, I'm not that I'm in no way a big fan of Obama, but he does have 300 and some odd days. He should have the right. He, as a president.
Celebrate good Obama. Come on.
And
I'm actually going to be sad when he's out.
Oh, yeah, we can't use the clip
anymore.
No, we can't. We can't.
Unless he continues to do stuff.
Oh, I like that one.
South Park will make a new one.
What about El Chapo, Brendan? Did you help him escape? Yes. Fucking the kid would have said yes to anything.
Yeah, Dutch.
He would have. Oh, yeah. He would have.
Fucking
And by the way, you know why I hate him even more now, Dutch?
Because the zip-off jeans!
Yes! Oh, my God! Did you read my mind?
I was watching this.
Oh, my God!
And Kelsey was looking at me going, shut the fuck up about the jeans.
I swear to God! Dutch!
He's wearing jeans and zip-off!
I was about to say...
And their cargo!
I was about to say the same thing! What the fuck is wrong? He's wearing zip-off jeans!
cargo zip off jeans.
What the fuck is he doing?
He's retarded. He doesn't know any better. Come on now.
That entire part of the country.
His mother dressed him, and we all, she's fucking retarded too.
But no, but come on. No, it, you know, Dutch, are they zip off, or it looks like he's wearing jeans under jean shorts? Because that makes it worse. If he's wearing jeans under jean shorts, then he's a fucking complete buffoon.
I think that's more likely what's going on.
Because I have seen like the zip off shorts, but I've never seen zip off jeans.
Zip off cargo jean shorts.
Fucking mall.
Walmart exclusively in Wisconsin.
Only, yeah, you're right. And you have to go to the really, really back section of Walmart to get those.
I want some.
I want some $4 regular jeans.
No, those ones are expensive. Those ones are $6.
I actually have audio of them at Walmart.
Listen, not your ear. You're listening.
That's actually from them going to a Walmart. Oh, and then this guy, what about the fucking sketch artist that made the fake sketch and he was all proud of it? He was like, look at this sketch I made.
He was like,
again, we're talking about Wisconsin.
Everybody.
Dude, he traced that thing. He traced a mugshot and then he framed it.
He framed the framing.
Yeah, and it's not even
There's a meme about that.
And it's not even like a major city in Wisconsin, Dutch. It's like a fucking
Manitowanakakak
County? No, Dutch,
like, it's a retarded Indian tribe.
Not any of it.
Manitowoc County, not Manitowoc. Manitowoc.
There's a twat in there somewhere.
Manitowoc County.
Yeah, there's a W.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. You got to get the W and then the O. And then we go down to Walmart and we buy
Manitowoc?
We buy Brendan his John Cena shirt and he has a good time. You betcha.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'm looking here now. Apparently, I guess Hillary had... She actually waited on this whole thing. Want to hear real quick?
Yeah, is it just... is it 20 minutes?
Fuck! I hate you! Nice. Oh! Ha! I hope you don't mind.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but he's saying like what they do in the play. Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
This is from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills real quick. I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play?
Thank you. Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
You're so full of crap, Foley.
What? I did shoot him in the face twice.
Excuse me? My name is Brad, and I need to report a crime, anonymously.
Oh? What's the crime?
Well, I attend South Park Elementary, and one of the teachers is having sex with a student.
Oh, my God!
This is terrible.
You did the right thing telling the police, Brad. Now, who is the teacher? What's his name?
Well, it isn't a guy teacher. It's a woman.
A woman?
Yeah, she's having sex with a boy.
Oh, but she's ugly, right?
Well, no, not really. It's the kindergarten teacher, Miss Stevenson.
The blonde?
Yeah.
Some young boy's having sex with Miss Stevenson?
Yes.
Nice. Nice.
What? No, you don't understand it.
You sure they've had sex?
Yeah.
Has she performed oral sex on him?
I think so.
Nice. 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 So wait, what's the crime? The crime is she isn't doing it with me.
Hey, he's totally underage. She's taking advantage of him.
You're right. We're sorry. This is serious. We need to track this student down and give him his luckiest boy in America medal right away.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce. Nice. Coming at you here on MoreLikeRadio.com/live. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you'd like to get in touch with the show or listen live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight here on the station that I just mentioned a second ago. If you
want to pay
attention, rewind 5 seconds.
Yes. Can somebody go back through that Hope Making a Murderer and change all the yas to yas? That would make that documentary so much more fun.
I was talking to my brother Joe, who's in college now, and he said like Joe's like he's my younger cerebral. He's got cerebral palsy from the waist down, and he's Asian, so everybody loves him.
Nice.
But he said that like that's so prevalent on his campus, it's unreal. I think he goes to University of Washington, so. But anyways. What do you guys want to talk about? Ronda Rousey said that she considered
killing herself.
Suicide.
Yeah. I read that. Apparently, yeah, losing really fucked her up.
Yeah.
Well, looks I mean, like, when you go, like she put on some weight too.
Dude. Well, no, that's because she's probably bulking now. She probably hasn't cut down for the fight. That makes sense.
Have you guys seen the newest pictures of her and all the other, like, Lindsey Vonn and everybody on the SI swimsuit thing, body paint?
No.
Yeah, how do you guys everywhere? Feel about this?
I love body paint.
Well, yeah.
Body paint's awesome. It's, like, one of my favorite things. Like, I love that that's, like, an acceptable trend now, you know?
Dude, it's awesome.
It is. Absolutely.
I went on a tear for a little while there where, like, that was, like, my porn of choice is, like, looking up chicks who were in body paint having sex.
I wouldn't look that up. But it's just fun.
I can remember living in Orlando and, like, walking down the streets trying to get into nightclubs and having these girls, like, screaming at bouncers because they wouldn't let them in because they had body painted tops. And that was like in 2001. And now I'm sure now if those girls try to do that now, they'd get in without a problem.
Is that the body paint, Mitch?
I think so.
She's hot, man. I don't care.
Yeah,
she's her. She's definitely hot.
She's, yeah, they just released it on. Yeah.
Wow. She has some good nips.
If you go to Sports Illustrated, they have better pictures than just that. I think the ones that Mitch just posted are like the ones where the paparazzi shot it from the distance. Mm. The actual shots of like her and Lindsey Vonn and all the other girls in their body paint.
I want to be body painted.
As long as it's done correctly.
It looks for real.
Body paint's awesome.
Yeah, there it is. Good. Yeah, there you go. Hmm.
Scott,
and it's like a work of art.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, yeah, it is still paint.
Very well done.
Mm. Look at her butt.
Look at her butt.
Mm. Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Wow, Marie, that is a nice butt.
I want to go jerk off.
She squats, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Do you think she had to like spread her cheeks open so they can get into the crevice?
Hell yeah,
they did. Of course. Of course.
Oh man, do you think she has like a dirty beehole?
Possibly.
I don't think a fighter's going to bleach their butthole. What's the point? She's not a porn star.
But she's not just fighting. She's doing all this other stuff now, too.
Still not. Yeah, but what stuff is she doing that she's showing her asshole frequently?
Probably to her boyfriend.
But
it just kind of happens sometimes.
Duh.
Does anybody on this show have their asshole bleached?
No.
Okay.
None of your business.
But I show it.
Oh, that's a yes.
I waxed it once.
That's a yes. You bleach your asshole?
No.
Oh, she's lying. That was a fake. That was a fake no.
So two things about my friend Amanda here.
She bleaches her asshole.
She weightlifts.
That would be three.
She weightlifts, and for quite a few years, she sold sex products, sex toys, and
you were one of the like the home parties.
Here, romance.
Right. Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yes. I came with suitcases. They were actually gun cases, toolboxes, full of all kinds of battery operated goodness.
Okay, so now how many? So what was the point of these? So your company basically.
Hold on. Dutch is getting excited. You can tell he's mumbling and stumbling as he speaks.
I know. I have like 3,000 questions. And I'm trying to like.
He's processing.
I started with this one. I'm like, now let's go more basic. And I'm thinking about listeners now. Let's
so
go
she would
to the
walk
very
in with
beginning.
Like Pelican cases with just like foam inserts.
Yep, they were Pelican cases.
By the way,
the foam insulated there, and they all had their own little spot.
She
for
had
them.
To protect her dick.
Notice,
but
notice
they're
how
my toolboxes. They're it's
holy
an
crap. Is this your twin? You guys sound the same.
I was going to say you guys have very similar voices.
Yeah, but I said it first.
Well, I was going with your point, stupid.
Where's the beef?
I don't think you know what that means. Anyways, so
really better at this point.
with your company, did you guys like solicit yourself and be like, hey, if you guys are in any sex toy party, or
do you guys
kind
like
of
to
like,
fuck? Do you not
right,
have
well,
anybody
how do you guys get
fuck?
Your name? How do you guys find names out there? And second question is how like you would just show up with a whole bunch of trunks full of dildos and say, hey, you ladies buy it, or do you have a presentation?
So
how does this work?
By the way, hold on.
So she had a trunk
long.
Full of junk.
Can I ask a third question?
Of course.
Sherry, why don't you tell me you had pretty friends? Because usually
it's a given. Come on, have you seen this woman?
No, Sherry's very pretty, but that doesn't mean anything.
I only surround myself with pretty bitches. Men on the other hand.
I've never seen her, Sherry.
Men on the other hand, you settle. Men on the other hand, you settle.
I'll tell you what I can get.
Men on the other hand have fucking five things of beer brewing and are just
sitting I'm marrying up.
Yeah, you are. You're marrying up, all right. You're marrying only.
And I would like to think that I am at least a little bit responsible for the happiness between the two of these.
No! Shut up!
You
are stepping on my toes. Fuck that shit. I am responsible for them getting married, and our wedding is gonna. Our wedding is going to
be presented by the wedding.
Yeah, Amanda, have you not seen the marquee yet?
No, I've seen it. I know all about the marquee.
Royce Lopez.
Is that Sherry?
It's Royce.
No, this is Amanda.
Listen, Amanda. Amanda, listen. It's Royce Lopez presents.
I understand.
Sherry and Mitch wedding.
But I will be.
You don't take it's I my will, credit. You can take a little
you're right,
credit.
You're right. Have all of the credit. You're going to be on the marquee. Sherry and Mitch will just be this little tiny blurb there. That's fine.
Listen, I am right
fully okay she with does, it. She gets it.
I like Amanda. She gets
for
it.
For a half a second, please.
No.
No. I get it.
Oh, you're right. That's better to talk about whose wedding it is rather than a sex toy party. You're right, Royce. That's better radio, you asshole.
Okay, sorry.
No, this is actually better radio.
I apologize. Go ahead.
Amanda?
Yes?
How did the process work?
So one lovely lady would call me up and say...
That's me. Marie, can I have a sex toy party? Will you throw one for me?
Yes. So Sherry would call me up and say, hey, Amanda, I have a lot of friends who are interested in getting together. We want to drink some wine. We want to talk about some stuff.
And slap each other in the face with dildos.
Well, I was getting there, but yes.
Matter at wine.
Right. And so then I would show up, and I have my Pelican cases. There were three of them because I'm good at my business. And I would set up my pretty little table, and all the girls would sit around, and I would show them how they work.
Like, if you have like a table, you just like would have like, okay, this is a Mandingo, this is a Rabbit,
this is Bob, this is Big Daddy, this is G Money. Is Philip. This is the
hold
disco
on. Why
stick,
do they? Exactly. Why do they all sound like '90s rappers? Why can't they have better?
Why not
like
music.
The Henderson?
Yeah,
I never could.
Well, I mean,
Bob.
Sometimes you have like there's the Legend and the Millionaire. I mean,
did you have anyone named the Dutch? Which is a sad kind of like half hard thing that just disappoints you.
It only worked. It only worked half the time.
No, I mean that kind of reminds me of Mr. Dependable. I mean, he was kind of a limp dick, but always good and strong when you needed him there.
There you go.
There it is. Thank you, Mitch. Mitch made a. Mitch
where
made.
Can
a,
I get that for my girl?
Yes, Marie. Go ahead.
Amanda, where do the names come from?
There's an entire committee that.
Oh, the is it committee? Is it the itty bitty committee?
I got your first.
Fuck! Amanda.
No, Amanda. All three of us like fucking Korean.
Yeah, we all fucking butt heads. Yes, Marie.
How does one get a job on the committee, and am I qualified for it?
Your itty bitty titties? No, your titties are okay.
No, and the naming of dildo.
Qualified for it. It is at their corporate headquarters in Loveland, Ohio.
Okay. Boo, Ohio.
Pretty much. So,
can I work from home on the dildo naming committee?
You know, that's actually probably a possibility.
I can't believe
not for
be
nothing.
There.
Marie is very good at coming up with names for things.
I don't like to follow through
well,
on any project.
Definitely a perk of being a senior consultant is product testing.
hold on. So. Whoa. Product. Yeah.
You're a senior consultant.
I leave the minions to do that work. Leave me to the names.
No.
You have
that,
to test
that
it.
That is not something that you just pass on.
You
that is not a pass the buck kind of. It's important.
Pass the fuck.
Well, you can't. No. It's important. It's important for the business. It's important for your clients. You have to know what you're working with. You have
right.
To
so, yeah, because you got to go in there and just because if a woman goes, OK, is this going to stretch me? You have to be like, yeah, maybe you a little bit.
Right. So the most awkward question ever is, how do I stretch my asshole to make a penis fit better? And I'm like, no, you don't really want to do that. Like, that's it's awesome. A muscle that you want to be able to work well.
No, yeah, it's got to hold it.
It comes back. Here it comes back again.
So I would like to ask, Amanda, who was your number one client at my parties?
Sherry Doll.
No, it was my mother. My mom would have like $300-$400.
Oh, that picture is actually at your mom's house. Yes. This is true. This is true.
Oh, she brought out the paper lanterns.
Now, here's a question. Well, here's a question.
No, those were already there.
Yeah, here's a question. When you're having these parties, would it be acceptable, and I'm asking for a friend, if a guy was there, if a guy was there rubbing his crotch in the corner the whole time and making yummy noises? I just want to know. Not me. I would never do that. But like as a friend, would that be allowed?
Right. So I would just have to tell your friend, like, GTFO, because this is girls only. Like, what happens behind
you? You are sexist. That is true. Yes. Sexism.
No, because they had a party at our old apartment and I got kicked out.
Yep.
That is sexism. Guys like sex toys as much as women, and some guys like to be pegged.
You can't keep your mouth shut about it.
Yes, like, I can.
We talk about it. Though we want to know how it works.
When do we ever talk about sex toys in a public
forum? Ever. I have never. I did it maybe 7 or 18 times. And it's like, it's this big deal. It's like, you know, you get curious as a guy and you wonder how things work. Look, perfect example.
Right, but your machismo comes out and you just
machismo?
Like,
excuse me. I have been called an elegant gentleman by many, many, many homeless people. So I will not be talked down to by the likes of you. I'm not going to be talked down to
you
by
fucking asked me.
I don't want to.
I told you, you're not allowed.
I am not going to be talked down to by a dildo jockey.
Okay. That's an awesome title.
So now what is the perks or point of being a rep for these type of companies? Do you get commission for every piece that you sell?
Yes. There is,
I don't know why I'm calling them pieces. Dildos, I should just say.
Well, trying to make like not a fancy dildos, some are vibrators.
Artifacts.
There's a whole array of goodness that comes with it. Probably one of the best things that ever happened was National Convention. I went to Las Vegas where all the consultants got together and we had 1 3-day
orgy.
Well,
Jesus,
but it was Vegas and it was a good time. So Caesar's Palace, we took over.
So, okay. So when you went,
and by consultant, you mean sin seller, right?
No, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, hey, listen. It's okay if I mean,
sex is not a sin.
Yeah,
all right?
You know, just I look I mean, at my
not to you, but you know, because you obviously don't believe in God and Jesus Christ and the Lord baby Jesus. Pastor Royce,
I for one do not in any way approve of women. First off, women shouldn't enjoy sex to begin with. It is just for procreation, and all sex toys. Send them to me. Send them to my church. I will personally dispose of them. Personally.
How are you going to get rid of them?
And it doesn't matter how I'm going to get rid of them, Dutch. Maybe sometimes the only way I learn how sinners are, Dutch, and we've spoken about this before, is I'm going to have to try them out. I'm going to have to put them in my anus. And I'm going to, at the two or three at the same time.
But the question is, do you know how to do that when you would come to one of my events?
I will explain.
I would teach them how to do that.
I'll answer you because, first off, Dan, do I know? Well, through Christ, all things
probably
are
possible. Probably not.
Through Christ, all things are possible. So don't forget that. Now, I would personally go to these things and I would convert you all. I'm going to have my own. It's kind of like pure romance, but it's called pure Jesus. And what I do is I go to your house and I violently beat you with a Bible until Jesus. I allow you. See, there you go. It's working. Dutch already said it. Until you say Jesus' name. See how great this works? Now, we also work off commission. It's a 90-10 split. I get 90%. You get 10%, and also you bear the in the contract. You bear the responsibility for the taxes because I am tax exempt, as I'm a church.
So how much? How many of these gigs would you do like per month?
Probably 5 or 6.
And woo. Like, how many? If you had to guess, how many dildos would you sell per?
What was the return? Vibrators? What was the return on dildo sales?
Yeah,
I believe that's the correct term, Marie. Thank you.
My return, I got a 50% commission on every product sold. So, and me having her host my party, I would get free shit for people's purchases. I would leave, thanks to my mom, I'd have like $100 to $200 worth of stuff, free stuff. And I'd be like, Amanda, I don't know how to spend all this. I should have just got bigger dildos. I didn't.
She didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, though. Well established.
Well, first off,
to be fair, these dildos.
Because I don't want to feel like, I don't want to be the one that prevents you from getting the dildo of your dreams.
I don't want to hear that because I know for a fact Mitch has a big hog, so he's not fucking intimidated. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
No, during my first party, during my first party, I had a much more sensitive boyfriend.
Oh.
That's one thing I've never understood. Dude, is guys who get threatened by a girl using a toy. And I've known a few guys like that, too.
Yes, Marie.
How do you know if you have enough dildos?
That's like asking a man if he has enough tools.
Or if you have enough shoes.
Well, she's actually asking for
real reasons.
For, yeah.
Okay, well, that's my real answer, is there isn't too many.
So you need to have a hammer and a ratchet and a screwdriver
and those
and
are just
an oath keeper
and those and are just sex
bandsaw
and those are just sex toys
and a belt sander.
Like, you need
they all have their different jobs, they all have their different purposes.
Do you need like the utility
depends on the mood that you're in and the kind of job you need to get done.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the job I have. Like, the job I have in class.
Royce's got a great torque wrench. Whoa.
We have a question coming in from the chat room. Molly wants to know, what's the worst dildo and or sex toy that you've seen?
What do you mean by worst?
Like one that's just the worst. I don't know. You're asking. I'm reading a question from the chat room.
Jesus, I don't know.
I don't know her tone. I'm just saying what she asked.
The one that fucking calls you fat while you put it inside of you.
Right?
It just fucking talks you down.
The worst
take it, you fat pig.
In my humble opinion and experience with sales, the worst ones are the smaller ones that I would deem for beginners.
Okay. Guest in the chat room, I wish you would change your name so I give you credit. If your dildo rack has a dildo rack, you might be a chicken head. I want to do Jeff Foxworthy, where he just does chicken head jokes just like redneck ones. It'll go over well, I believe.
Pastor
if someone
Royce,
asks
Royce.
To see your ID and you just whip out your oath keeper, you might be a chicken head.
Yes, sister.
I found you a dildo, sir. Look in the chat.
What did you find me, Sister Sherry?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a crucifix dildo?
The power of Christ.
Why that's disturbing.
Pastor Royce, do you like it?
I already have Jesus inside of me. I don't know if I need that much of Jesus inside of me.
That's
it's a like
lot
a
of
wrinkly
Jesus.
Crayon.
Yeah. And what? Yeah, is it dick melting?
So what is it like going over to other people's homes to sell dildos?
It's completely awesome. Most of the time, it's a group full of women that have...
Isn't it all the time because men aren't allowed?
Yeah. Fuck you. Let me finish my sentence. Okay. It's a group full of women that have
sense,
never.
Yeah.
It's my favorite word. That have not reached their full potential, and so they really want to know how I can help them. And by that, most of them, orgasms are very few and far between, if ever. And so they're like, Amanda, I just want to come. And I'm like, all right, well, I will tell you how to do that.
Hold on here. Now, is there like on the job training where and even if there's not, can you lie to me so I can pretend there is? Because that would be great.
Right. How many times do they ask, can I try this out first and then
on
see
you.
If I like it?
On you, or
honestly,
on me in front of you.
They do ask if they can try it first. And that's I tell funny. Them that there's a no return policy. True story.
Yeah how do you return?
Do you have any tester units?
Hold on. To be fair, Dutch, I have a business idea. Hold on. Sorry, business idea.
There
we
go.
We allow this million-dollar idea. Okay, what we do is we we do allow tests. We allow women to test them. And if they don't like it, we'll absolutely return them for free. But then we start a side business where we sell used sex toys to Japanese businessmen. Oh, my God. No one's doing that.
That's a brilliant
That's a great idea.
So, that's actually a brilliant idea.
Jesus. That, you know what? You will make money with that. You will absolutely.
You sell those, man. You send them.
Shut up, Sterling. Bags.
So have you ever thought about doing a pitch where you like wheel in an old tube TV on some sort of projector and put in a VHS tape of you on a video screen where you walk up and put your leg on one chair and like throw a jacket over your shoulder and then like show them how a dildo works, but you're still standing there right in front of the tube TV watching the video along with everyone else?
We all like to have fun. Yeah, I get it.
I think that would work out great for your sale.
Sherry, what are you doing?
She's unplugging everyone.
I was posing.
You're ruining everything. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, Sherry, some of us are trying to get off here. Stop fucking around.
Sherry, you're too excited.
I don't think she understands the pose.
I'm doing it wrong.
That's not the right pose. The pose.
Amanda, will you show me the pose?
The pose has to be serious. This is serious business.
Nate in the chat.
You're not jerking off in front of a camera. You're doing like an old sales pitch, like. You know.
Well, then I have no idea.
Nate in the chat room.
Well, I might just be an old carpetbagger from the South.
See, John knows.
Nate says, I'd like the dildo where the tip is the mold of my face.
Do they have some sort of creepy crawlers, but for making dildos?
Oh, like will you make your own?
Will you make your own dildo?
There was, like an easy bake oven type thing?
Yeah, I want to replicate Mitchell's dick.
Wasn't there a place online where you can buy a mold to make your own dildo? I believe there is, where you can make your own. Yeah,
they have a dildo.
You can go to the local sex shop called Sex World in downtown Minneapolis and buy it.
Yeah, or you can go on Amazon.com using the More Like Radio click-through link, and you can make your own.
You can go to Spencer's.
Can't I just use Play-Doh? It's cheaper, right? And just do it like that?
Well, no, the whole point is you need to make a... Yeah, whatever.
And then you put it in the oven, and then it gets hard, like... Right?
You can just leave it out.
Oh, Sherry, here's a two-pack. You can make two copies of my dick so that you can have one in your pussy and one in your asshole.
Yeah!
Hold on, Mitch. Jesus. First off, if you need it, that's the way she needs to get off, it's way cheaper to go to Craigslist and just search for cuckold. Because
next
that'll
year
be easy
for Valentine's Day, I want you to buy me one.
What day is that again?
I don't know. 14th?
Valentine's Day.
No, you said it weird. Well, how do you say that word again?
Valentine's.
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 Say button.
For Valentine's Day. Shut up.
Say button, Sherry.
Button.
Oh, God.
You have the balls to make fun of the way I say home.
Him?
Home.
Or hoagie. Home. Say hoagie.
Say hoagies. Coke. Get a hoagie and a Coke.
I don't make fun of you.
I don't say that
I go to the Pekingese.
At least I don't make fun of you for the way you talk.
Amanda, say bagel.
That's exactly what you did. That's my point.
Bagel?
Oh, God, no.
God, it's like nails down a chalkboard when she talks.
Bagel.
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 Oh, God, I'm so doing this dick thing for Valentine's Day next day. All right, next year. Or no, tomorrow.
Every day could be Valentine's Day.
It could be. Well, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing.
Every day is Valentine's Day.
Chelsea and I forgot that it was Valentine's Day. We were sitting around watching TV, and I looked on my phone. I'm like, oh my God, hey babe, happy Valentine's Day. She was like, oh shit. So
I dressed up as Deadpool and handed random Valentines to girls at like around town.
Well, that was good. Did you get any numbers?
I got a couple.
Oh, girls actually will give a guy when they mask a number? That's great to know.
Apparently.
Keeper right there, buddy.
What's the most expensive dildo you sell? And what is why is it so expensive? What?
$219.
What is it?
What the fuck? Is it made out of glass?
It's part of the diamond collection, I think.
Diamond collection. Like it's fucking...
Diamonds.
Yeah.
Diamonds are forever.
Go on.
I'm only seeing this one.
What does it do that makes it so expensive?
Yeah, why is it...
It doesn't have batteries. It's rechargeable and completely waterproof.
And it'll charge...
Do you have any that are solar powered?
And it'll charge your iPhone.
They're moving to waterproof now, but it doesn't have batteries, so you don't have to steal batteries out of your kids' toys or the TV recording.
I love that. And you know what? A lot of women have probably been there, too, you know?
Shit, yeah, they have.
You're like, fuck.
Dude, I was there like 2 weeks ago.
Sorry, Game Boy. You don't need your batteries that bad.
Go on.
You just find the most annoying toy in the toy box, and you take the batteries out of it, and... kids are like, oh, mom, it doesn't work. Oh, fuck, I don't know what happened.
Buzz Lightyear.
Mom, Lightyear. Elsa won't sing
I
to me
I found a new
anymore.
Buzz.
Ah, look what she did.
Oh, fuck.
Go on.
Is there a guy version of this where guys sell sex toys to each other? It doesn't.
Yeah, it's called strip club.
Wow, it already doesn't sound hot. Like I cannot imagine inviting someone to my house and going, "Hey guys, you know,
Bella,
awesome."
The flashlight.
Yeah. See, and you want to come to our party, so yeah. You couldn't even sell them to
we're
yourself.
Not allowed to. We already said that.
Yeah, we're fucking. Yeah,
okay, guys, this is Oksana. She's a fully articulate sex doll.
Yeah. Oh, here in the related thing, there's clone a pussy kits on Amazon.
Okay.
The little. So basically, you pour hot wax in your lover's vagina, tell her to wait there for 10 minutes, and then you're good to go.
It sounds like it would hurt.
Yeah. It seems very violent. I don't know why they have this on the review.
I don't think I want to do that.
Nope, I'm pretty sure I'm good.
No, I made it up. That's how it says.
Like those people that did the chocolate anuses.
Oh, those are real.
Oh,
but wait,
yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. Dutch, I'm looking at the question and answers. Can a man masturbate with this? And the answer is this would be a replica of the outer portion of the vagina, no vagina hole.
Then what's the goddamn point?
It's just
the
mold of the outside of the pussy?
So it's just like you're just grinding, dry humping?
Dude, it's all like 0-star reviews on this thing. Worst purchase ever. It was a complete waste of money. It didn't mold. And the mold didn't form at all. Don't even try it out.
Broke my dick, man.
Yeah. You know, man, remember this country used to make things, Dutch? What happened?
I know.
Obama
they started making things from Chinese.
Detroit cars to clone a pussy in China.
Oh, well, you know, I guess still not that bad, though, right?
Amanda, are you still doing your dildo sales or have you moved to different things?
I've moved to different things.
What are you selling now?
Look how people. Sexy Jenna.
She's selling actual people, yes. 12-year-olds.
She's in the sex slave trade.
Do you...
By the way, similar house parties. Really weird. Similar
yeah,
house
it's very strange.
So men are allowed this time.
Only Asians, though.
Yeah.
So how many years did you dedicate to the dildo sales?
4 years.
And if... If you were a dude and wanted to be a dildo rep, did you have to be like flaming gay to be one of the ones to do it? To make women comfortable?
No, to go in-house, you had to be a female.
This is really sexist.
Corporate policy.
Sexist. This is really sexist because...
So pre-op.
I'm feeling a little offended here.
And yeah, that's the problem. You know, it's about time the men break their fucking glass ceiling.
Hey, how about, you know, equal opportunity employer?
Yeah.
Guys really want to be involved in a company where every woman syncs up their cycles
really
and going
to
be on their period at the same
the
time?
I don't want to be able to. I just want right. to have the ability to, if I would like to.
Dutch, call Bernie Sanders. Tell him the 10% of
the
7%.
Of the 1% of the 5% of the 1% of Americans are not engaged with the 5% of the large cocks in America.
And those, you can't fight those numbers, man.
You can't fight those numbers. Look at my hair.
I'm feeling the burn right now, man. I'm feeling it. I'm fucking feeling it.
That's because of the used sex toys.
Oh, you're right. God damn it. That's what it is.
That's just chlamydia.
I shouldn't have got that in Asia.
Oh, God. Can somebody please, someone needs to do a cast of Bernie Sanders' dick. You know how much that would sell, Bernie Sanders' dildo?
I need to watch more Bernie Sanders so I can get his impression done.
The only problem with the Bernie Sanders dildo is it takes orgasms for other women and gives it to you.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag politics?
I get one orgasm, but I can't get any more. They have to be spread out amongst other women.
Do. Yep.
Yeah. That's all I get.
Marie, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you're trying to find a side job.
Oh, that's part of Bernie Sanders' No G-Spot Left Behind. It's a big program. He's funding. Yeah. He's going to tax corporations to make it happen.
No, John, I actually despise doing sales, and so I'm actually just very interested into how one could get into the business of going into strangers' homes and talking about dildo sales. And
yeah, before John said it, I was actually kind of thinking, too, you've been leading the majority of the questions on this whole thing, so...
Well, yeah, Marie, you don't have to shout. Jeez.
Why are you screaming at John?
I'm just a businesswoman in a man's world.
Trying to make ends meet.
I really
do... You get into it by just... You meet someone. It's
oh yeah.
Kind of like dealing drugs if you meet someone.
The first rule of dildo sales is you don't talk about dildos at all.
No, you fucking tell everybody about it.
I was a drug dealer for years.
And you tell everybody about it. But no, you meet someone and they're like, hey, so you want to make some cash on the side?
Oh, God, please.
I'll show you how to make some cash on the side.
And then you become a prostitute.
That's not what I said.
Oh, did you ever see someone like a large Chechenian guy beat someone's head in for not paying for the dildo on time?
Because
I did. And that was drug dealing.
Yeah. Do you have to fucking meet behind a fucking dumpster at Walmart to exchange dildos?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, do you get the cash?
Yeah. Do you have to give a bunch of dildos to a nightclub owner give him a break? That way you can hand them out during the fucking rave.
Are there pimps involved?
No, I'm a fucking lady like that. I hand them out myself. Just fucking... So you give me the cash because I showed you how to use that shit. So.
Nate in the chat says Bernie combs his hair with dildos.
Bet he does.
Are those actual Donald Trump
butt plugs? Are those real Donald Trump butt plugs for real?
Probably. It's
so lifelike.
Another one, Nate, in the chat. Is the dildo sales manager a dick?
Nice.
See, because I'm thinking like 1950s door-to-door dildo salesman, like, dildo salesman here. And like, you know, he just takes away your old dildos, brings you new ones, leaves them in the front door.
Do they have some sort of demonstration, like how vacuum cleaners, they spill a mess on your floor, but then vacuum it up?
Yeah.
Yes. They but I keep you. My clothes on. Sorry to disappoint.
What kind of fucking, you know,
not
what's the
for
point?
Me.
She takes her clothes off for me.
Well, that's because Sherry gives me wine, but we wait until everybody else leaves because it's more fun.
Well, it's like she's talking to a mirror.
John's not watching the video, by the way.
So much.
By the way, John is the only one on the call who doesn't have video so he can see who's talking. So he honestly can't tell the difference between you two.
Amanda's the hot blonde.
No, he's not on the video. That's my point.
I know. I'm just saying.
You drunken
sot.
What's wrong with you?
Shut up.
Be nice now. Holy crap.
Oh, my God. You just got scolded by somebody from this.
Holy crap.
You two play nice.
You guys, you got to play nice.
Yeah.
I'm never taking anybody with an accent serious.
I'm going to take your gosh darn G.I. Joes and put them up in my attic.
I don't think
when you hear someone from like Britain try and yell at you. It's like, oh, you sound so charming.
I don't think I agree with your police work there, Lou.
Well, it has a true code.
Yeah, that comes straight from factory.
We'll send it right over.
Oh, yeah. Tom Burn Sienna.
What is a common dildo?
Oh, I'm just feeling like I got a barf.
I'm cooperating here.
What is a common dildo salesman problem?
Oh my God.
Running out of dildos.
That's running out of batteries.
That's a thing? You run out?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Wow.
Like the song I Have No Bananas.
Or actually,
today.
That's not true. The worst is running out of lube.
He wasn't circumcised, if that helps.
Yeah, he's kind of funny looking. Where's the beef?
I knew both of you were going to do that. That's why I didn't say it. Wait, so you You, how many times have you ran out of dildos at a party?
It's not so much running out of everything, of just like...
Sorry, ladies, I can't get your labia stretched anymore.
That's not how it
Nate
works.
Has a good question.
That's not how any of this works.
Nate has a good question. What's the Catalina wine mixer for dildo sales?
The fucking like, Catalina wine
what's
mixer.
What's like the biggest
fucking
dildo
Catalina
sales
Catalina
event?
Wine mixer.
I have no idea what that is, so I don't know how to answer that question.
The largest dildo sales convention
like,
of the year.
Is there like the biggest convention, like the biggest dildo convention?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I just told you we go to Vegas.
That's Vegas. Okay, I didn't know it's the biggest one, so.
Yeah.
Makes sense, but what's it called? What's the name?
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Pow!
National convention. I don't know. It's not anything fun because all the
it's
fun...
called the Las Vegas Sinkhole.
Do you mean to tell me they spend so much time naming all the dildos, but they've never named the dildo sales convention?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you want? Like extravaganza or something?
That
like
that? Yes!
Is a name.
The Dildo Extravaganza Festival. That's a good name.
But it has to
be a romance world conference.
Wait, I have a better idea. Royce Lopez presents.
It needs to be an acronym for dick.
Dildos in children. No, that doesn't work.
Oh, that's terrible.
Las Vegas hot dog cart.
The Las Vegas hot dog cart, don't you know?
So, Sherry, you're seeing this video right here. Though that man and woman, the president and CEO, are mother and son of Pure Romance, by the way.
Mother Whoa, that's son. Weird.
Oh, my God, Royce, I have the name. Mm-hmm. The hot dog and donut convention.
No, that's you're making it too PC. It has to sound cooler than that.
And also, it's in Vegas, yeah. So they don't need to have the accent.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because I'm just saying it.
Well, I mean, they're from Ohio, so they're
going crazy out here by the lake.
Well, you know, we do have some cold winters up here. Minnesota does have the highest sales of the entire
Is that your dildos in the wood chipper there?
What? Oh, fucking gotta get put my dildo in the wood chipper, don't you know?
What is the most popular dildo in the Amish community?
The butter churner. The butter churner.
It's made out of unbleached wood and has splinters in it. It's not very...
Surprisingly enough, it's actually the butt plug.
Really? They're into that. Yeah.
It was whittled from mahogany.
Well, don't you know that?
Oh my God, your cat was fantastic.
Nightcrawlers, thanks.
Can you look a woman in the, like, just kind of get an idea of what she'd be going for? Can you, like, you know?
Yes.
Right.
I got you Arby's.
Oh, do me. What would I buy? Oh,
let me pull up a photo of you, Marie.
Oh, wait, what would Marie buy?
Yeah. Tell me what I would buy based off of what I look like and sound like and
a
talk
big
about.
Big black.
So I'm going to go ahead and guess that you want something that is dual action. So you're going to want something that's both vaginal and clitorally stimulating.
Yes, I'm very practical. Yes. Yeah.
Right. You want
I imagine
something...
Marie wants something that's made out of glass.
No.
No.
By the way, if you're looking at that picture, Amanda, Marie's the one on the right.
No.
I thought it was on the left.
But the other one's me, Dutch. You're being mean.
If anything, it's more insulting towards Marie.
Royce, you're so pretty.
I am beautiful.
Dual action dildo con.
Dual action vibrator. Con. Technically, a dildo doesn't have batteries.
Oh, don't. Hey, don't fucking. Don't talk science down to us. Fucking dildo. Fucking you.
Chat.
Oh, Royce Lopez presents the dual action dildo con. Hello, thank God. You, Mitch. I like it.
At the Amanda, Grand Lake, no less.
At any of these gatherings, have you ever had someone ask if you can put them on like a payment plan?
Payment plan? How do you know? How do you repossess a dildo?
I would assume it's more of a cash basis.
Well, yes, I guess I have had somebody ask. They want something, you know, the millionaire, the executive, and they don't want to drop $150, but they really want to take it home right now. And I'm like, sorry, babe, got to put that scratch up front. So. My answer is just no.
What kind of lube do you think Marie would like?
Yeah, what kind of lube?
Yeah, there you go.
Very much enjoy the just like me. I'm going to go ahead and guess. It is a re-wetting lubricant that's also flavored. So I think
re-wetting
flavored.
Yes. It's not WD-40. You only need a couple of pumps to go with it.
Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Re-wetting
or wedding?
Is it water based?
With a T.
Is it okay. Water?
And yes, it is water based.
We have a water based one that has like a little push down dispenser. It's huge.
Okay,
like
you know what? Dispense.
So, Amanda, I have a question. So, say we have sex and it dries out. What happens? Do I have to put more on? Well, no, because it's re-wetting. So, you know, you just introduce a little bit of moisture, however you decide to do that.
You'll
so,
be
Mitch,
fucking sliding around
you put
around
your tongue
the
in my vagina and it'll re-lubricate me.
Or holy I can just crap. Finish and then we're done.
Yeah.
No, do it again.
And
you do it
I'm
again.
Finished.
End of story.
That sounds like magic. Are you saying that I could buy magic?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds great.
That also sounds like it could be just full of chemicals and poison.
In a 3.8 ounce container that is, you can fly with it. What is the,
airline safe.
That's the one. F something. Airline safe.
You're a great salesman.
There's a lot. It's been a minute. Shut up. I would have just gone with airline.
You know, the interesting point of your sales technique is that I wasn't even considering that I required lube.
And now you know that you can now, buy magic for $16.
And now I know. And knowing is half the battle.
Or if you host a party, you can get it for free.
Now, how is this lube better than spit, which I normally use?
Or shit.
There's no DNA evidence.
Because it's...
Wow, John.
Yeah, that's a walk off.
Holy shit, that's what I was going to say. Walk off. Right, just run that one out. Run around the bases, John. Run around the bases, buddy. You deserve it. You fucking deserve it, man. That was great.
Well, we'll let you do a why are you better? That joke.
That was so good. That was so
funny.
Hear
that, Amanda?
No, I didn't hear any of it.
She fell out of her chair, literally.
I love cocky John.
That's all he's got, boys.
And I'm out.
Fucking mic drop. Fucking good one. Fucking asshole.
So you
DNA evidence.
So you were going down the road of a multi-tool, but I did not hear a final product offer. What's my multi-tool?
You look like you would be willing to make a little bit of an investment into... Sherry, pull up the website.
Oh, sorry. I was pulling up John's photos.
She's saying I have money. I like that. All right.
Right.
Yeah.
No, pull up the other website because they're the...
Nick says, I'm looking for a casual dildo I can use for day-to-day use that mimics the feeling of holding my shit in. Fucking Nate.
He also says, I think I've outgrown my learner's dildo and looking for the next step up.
Looking to take the training wheels off.
Jinx!
Oh, yeah. God.
So I think that you probably don't want something that you have to share. So you probably don't want a cock ring or anything like that.
You probably don't want something you have to share.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't want
to. How often do women share dildos?
First off, I don't want to fucking wear a cock ring. I don't want my dick to look like a fucking bully from a 1980s movie. Fucking stupid.
Obviously, you've never experienced one. That's cool.
A cock ring?
A dildo? Honey, you don't know who you're talking
to. You have no idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's not put a dildo in his butt.
In my butt? No.
No.
Yet.
Not in my anus.
All right. Anywho.
Okay.
Let the woman finish.
I think that you would be willing to make a little bit of an investment, but you probably don't want to spend about the $250. Mm-mm. I think that, you know, you kind of seem like a girl who, if you have batteries in the house, you have them for a specific reason. So you want one of those rechargeable items.
No,
so I'm
going to
go ahead and say the executive
bulk
is something that you want.
The executive, huh?
The executive, because you're going to use it often enough that you want it to be ready when you're ready. But fuck, it might get left in a drawer for a little bit. And if those batteries are dead, but you're ready to go, you'd be super pissed.
Now let me ask you a question. Now I'm looking at it. It looks like a regular dildo. Do you have it? And how do I put this in a PC way? Do you have these in any more fist sort of shapes?
No.
No. Okay. So then what's the point? If there's not going to be any fist.
Well, I mean, if you want something with girth, there's like the thunder vibe that'll do it for you.
Thunder vibe.
Let's see what the thunder vibe's all about.
Odin's hammer.
Or the shockwave.
By the way, Amanda, real quick. I have a question about your, you know, because obviously you're doing your, you know, regular sales pitch. Is battery life that big of an issue where people just don't have batteries in their house?
Yes, it is.
Well, then if you buy one of these things, why wouldn't you just go and get like a 40 pack
Costco
of batteries? Yeah.
Well, they do. But there comes a point where you just buy batteries so often.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, if your phone's rechargeable, you want
it's
your fucking, you want your dildo to be rechargeable. No,
well,
I
you
mean,
buy a
solar
phone,
powered.
You know, that's a good point. You buy a phone and you make sure that the battery life is 3 days long.
Yeah.
And so you get a vibrator that has two AA batteries and it's good for, I don't know, a week. That's if you don't use it, but
what's the point of that? No, why don't you, how about like for the eco-conscious people, are there any ones that charge via solar panel?
Nope, you're going to have to go ahead and just get a regular dildo.
Well, that's bullshit. That's goddamn, I'm green.
And that's where we're going to.
You know what? Then we'll get one with a hand crank, you and the Amish.
Fucking hand crank.
From the chat room, do they make dildos for small dogs asking for a friend?
Well, how small of a dog? And how much can it take?
Mana.
She's thinking.
No, I do not recommend bestiality.
Oh,
I did that. Don't.
And I thought
he was asking for a friend.
And I thought she was
that's
fun.
What I would tell the friend.
Don't tell our listeners they're into fucking animals. That's not what he's saying.
I didn't say his friend.
You're being
might
very
be
rude to our listeners.
I mean,
I think you should apologize to all listeners right now.
Personally speaking, my dog doesn't need any sex toys. He just humps things all the freaking time.
Ew, Sherry. Ew. Ew.
I know.
He eats
and
your
panties. And he
licks
you in the eye while he's doing it. And he won't break eye contact.
Look what I'm
that's
doing.
That's creepy.
And then he's done with the really pillow that though. He was using, his pillow. And it's wet. And it's gross.
Haven't you guys gotten him fixed yet?
No.
Maul says, my vag doesn't work, though. Yeah, Maul is the kind of, she said it before, she can't take any insertion. It all has to be just
through the pants.
That's what a bullet is for.
She has rape by an uncle-osis.
Yeah, I believe that's a scientific term. Syndrome.
Or syndrome.
I think it's a syndrome, Dutch.
Yeah,
and,
whatever it was.
And so she can't, like...
She's told us, like, 18 times. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, it's a real thing where you can't, like...
It's a real thing, too.
Where you can't take any penetration.
Sorry, Molly.
In the fucking... I believe the technical term is the pussy hole. And I don't know exactly what it is. But, yeah, she has to, like, rub herself through three jean shorts. It's really weird.
Now, what's up with the full bloom? I like the way this one looks.
What's the full... Oh, okay. That, you know, because, yeah, it plays with the clit, too.
Right.
It kind of looks like a lotus flower. Very zen-like.
Yes.
I have a bee that's just like it.
A bee?
You have a bee.
What do you have... What do you have for the casual strap-on user?
There is a strap-on. I think it's about 8 inches long.
Whoa! Hold on now.
That's it.
Let's not lose our mind. Shut up, John. Shut the fuck up. Like you're fucking packing.
It's 10. Called the LOL.
Oh, lots of love.
Oh, lots of love. Okay, I get it. Oh, okay. Well, okay, that's not that bad.
I see there is an almost $200 one called the Party Animal that is a triple action vibrator.
Triple action?
Have sound effects.
That sounds fun.
Is there one that, and this is weird because this is the way I get off, but is there one that plays the theme of the Love Boat as you're fucking yourself? Just curious.
No, sounds we'll like go ahead horn. And we'll make a note, a comment, a suggestion.
Thank you.
That'll be the next edition.
That would be fantastic.
Okay.
Royce, but there is one that plays Love Hurts.
I like that. I like
Love
that.
Scars.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there one that sounds like a woman crying?
No, because we market to women. It sounds like a man crying.
Wait,
because
wait.
That
makes sense.
What if I want one that sounds like a woman crying? Maybe I just want to beat my bitches down before I fuck them.
Oh, all of a sudden you a PM?
I volunteer.
Jesus.
Yes,
so
I got you.
They should just make one that has
Miley
a soundboard
Cyrus?
That you can download.
Oh, my God.
She's just going Cyrus. Straight up naked on stage now, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
She has nice nipples.
Nobody cares anymore.
about
her. She's watered herself down at this point.
Royce, those aren't her boobs.
Well, then whose
boobs
are they?
They're plastic.
Yeah, whatever. It's part of the... Yeah, are you kidding me, man?
John knows titties.
Yep.
He does.
He's the expert.
He loves big titties.
But yeah, those aren't her real boobs. You can see it.
But that is her real dick.
Yeah, that is her real dick.
All right. It's time to wrap up, Dutchie Poo?
Yes. Let's get out of here. I thought this had a shorter lead-in. Whatever, fuck it. We were talking about this earlier. Hey, so thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next week on Dutch and Royce, obviously, from 10 to midnight. Here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I just got sold the executive with some magic lube.
Sherry?
I am better than you because... Hold on, let me clear my throat. Some of y'all might know this, and some of y'all
don't. Go ahead. Some of y'all might get witness, and some of y'all might not.
No, no, that was
that
it.
Was that was it. That was the joke.
Mitch,
I am better than you because The Walking Dead sucks a dick, but I do want to see Deadpool.
Amanda, why are you better than everyone else?
I'm better than everybody else because Marie now will be satisfied for the rest of her life.
You know what?
Take that, Royce.
That's insulting. That's just insulting to me. I'm right here.
She's not wrong.
Just because she's not wrong doesn't mean it's not mean.
I mean, I've known you guys for 7 years.
Shut up.
She kind of hates you a little bit.
I know. That's a good point.
Did I ever say Marie?
Yes. Yeah, I was first.
Oh, sorry. Did I ever say John? I said Mitch.
No, you didn't say John.
You didn't say John.
Oh, Johnny Cakes.
I'm better than you because almost every single show I'm able to take one pitch and just knock it out of the park.
You did do good. You did
after
good.
About 14,000 foul pop flies.
But his slugging percentage is great.
It is really good.
Hey, it's quality, not quantity, not quality.
That's right. That's what they say.
Royce?
I'm better than you because today I learned that the 1% of the 2% of the 5% of the 12% of men are not allowed in sex toys conventions.
And I'm better than you because my mom has never been the number one customer at a sex toy party.
Yet. Yet. Yet.
Yet.
That you know of.
That you know of.
Did you ask Mitch?
Yep.
Yeah. Right, I didn't pay attention. I was paying attention.
But anyways, we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Put your hands up.
Boom.